It's Monday, February 12th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of Season 21 of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. An awesome way to open up this here first episode of season 21 of The Sounds of My Head, none other than the Royal Otis from Sydney, Australia, doing a cover of Sophie Michelle Ellis Bextor's song Murder on the Dance Floor. That's the Triple J Like a Virgin cover of it, and much better than the original, I would say. I think that song was in that movie Saltburn, whatever, I don't know, wasn't a good movie. Anyway, Royal Otis doing this cover version of Murder on the Dance Floor, spectacular, love it. It's like ultimate earworm, and I'm glad there was an original just so that cover could exist. Well done, Royal Otis. Okay, moving on. From Copenhagen, this next band, they're called Lucky Low, and super good. We're gonna hear two songs off the new record, The Big Feel. The first, Through the Eyes of a Woman, and the second, All Thoughts at Once, but in Danish, which is very similar to Swedish, and I still can't pronounce it, so I'm not gonna try. But anyway, Lucky Low right here. This Through the Eyes of a Woman song, spectacular. It's very strange. She has a very masculine voice at times, but also is a very feminine song. And I think in general, she has a feminine voice, but just something about this Through the Eyes of a Woman it's really something else. It took me, the first time I heard it, I was like, I think I like this song. And then now it's like my favorite song. So if you're thinking this sounds a little not quite right for the show, I think you're wrong. Eventually. You might be right initially, but eventually it grows on you. So without further ado, Lucky Low from Copenhagen, Through the Eyes of a Woman and All Thoughts at Once, where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
RSVP to the life of att jag blev glad för att du behövde ha en pratstund med mig som honung till din själ. Jag vill dig allting väl, speciellt när det är svårt. Du skäms för den du var, men jag älskar den du är.
Said I needed that way. And then you realize that being somewhere doesn't to stay off the social media. It's poison. I mean, I'm on it, but it's not good. And TikTok is crack. That stuff. It's not good for you. You know the feeling when you put down a book and you're like, ah. Whenever I get off TikTok, it's the exact opposite feeling. I'm on there for 20 minutes. I get off and I'm like, what just happened? That wasn't good. And they get this algorithm that's for you, so it hooks you. It's whatever you like, it keeps you on. Apparently, what I like is men eating sandwiches. That's what I like. They often rate the sandwich. I get a lot of dudes just in a car like, we're going to see if Wendy's fast food is overrated or underrated. They just want properly rated. That's all he does? 19 million views? I'm working pretty hard on my act over here. Who's watching this? Then he's like, next up, Domino's. And I'm like, I do want to see how it's rated. Honestly, I don't...
Let's get caught up. After Lucky Loback there, we hear two songs by Anna St. Louis from Los Angeles. First, Phone, and then Reset, both from her album In the Air, full of really good songs. They're all a little bit folky, and it's, you know, I feel like they grow on you really well. Like, as you listen to the album more and more, you just like more and more of the songs more and more, but I wasn't sure which ones worked as like a first time you listen to them, you're hooked sort of thing, but I think Phone is maybe closest, and then maybe Rest. Any, either way, if you like those two songs at all, listen to them more and check out the record. You won't be disappointed. Then, just before I started talking, Sophie May from the UK did the song No More Birthdays, and Sophie May, she's this musician, and she was apparently tapped to do a song for the new Chicken Run movie, which she did, and it's No More Birthdays. It's about chickens not wanting to grow up. But then they didn't use it. So then she was just like, all right, fine, can I have it? So then she released it, like, I guess on her own. So this song is, like, not from the Chicken Run, the new Chicken Run movie. But super great song. I love it. It's got those 60s production values. It's excellent. The harmonies, I love it. So I hope you liked that one too. Sophie May, well done. Look forward to more releases that sound like that. Most of her music doesn't sound exactly like that, but that one does. Super good. Okay, up next, sticking with the UK, The Vaccines. They are back. They got a new album. It's called Pick Up Full of Pink Carnations. And it's actually, I think it's like their best album since their debut. So if you liked the Vaccines a long time ago, I think you're gonna like this new record more than some of their middling releases before now. It's super good. It's not quite Norgard good, but it's still really good. So we're gonna hear two songs. First, Primitive Man, and then Heartbreak Kid, both by the Vaccines. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Even when you get hurt, you don't ever feel pain. You're committed to a good time. All I do is I complain. I want to feel better as soon as I can. And I want you, of course, but it just never goes to plan. There's gold in
pubic verb. I wanna be disturbed. I just perturb the pigeons, how the pigeons are perturbed. Lately I'm rustling the blinds. I got a lust for life, a life that is inside. Free shoes, free whoppers and cokes. I see someone normal and I make a mental note. Hey buddy, this is private property. This is private property. This is private property. But you're never ever gonna be alone here in your community neighborhood home. I just wanna be popular to watch in the movie you put on from the camera on your porch. You're across the street, neighbor walks his dog on TV. The future is now, unfortunately. And if I'm never ever gonna be alone here in my community neighborhood home, then I wanna be popular to watch in the movie you put on from the camera on your porch. Subject line, what's a lawn chair like? Do you ever sit outside getting 69 bug bites? Ask away, is it punk to complain? The salad's mostly iceberg when it should be romaine. I fly my drone high above your home. I see someone normal and I feel less alone. Hey buddy, this is private property. This is private property. This is private property. But you're never ever gonna be alone here in your community neighborhood home. I just wanna be popular to watch in the movie you put on from the camera on your porch. You're across the street, neighbor pulling weeds on TV. The future is now, unfortunately. And if I'm never ever gonna be alone here in my community neighborhood home, then I wanna be popular to watch in the movie you put on from the camera on your porch. Survive as your faded memory. Heaven is just wiggly air, and I'm alive now. Heaven is just wiggly air, and I'm alive now. Up and to the right, up and to the right. Are there too many dudes in the kitchen? Ooh. Mentally I'll, mentally I'll, mentally I'll be fine. Life in a bag, living my life in a bag. Thank you for putting me in this bag. American chaos, carnage, and death. Nature really is returning, and we really are the virus, dude. We got a raise and a promotion at our job. We used to brush our teeth, but we got hotter since we stopped. Our artsy friends have settled down. We put our feelings in a sock. Looks like we got it on lock. We got a raise and a promotion at our job. We're getting shamed online, so you don't need to call the cops. Our hippest friends are getting square. They cross their arms, they check their watch. Seems like we got it on lock. Okay, doctor,
I saw you at the pharmacy. Can you tell me if something's wrong with me? Actually, after I admit I have a problem, what's the second step? No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Down and to the right, down and to the right. I contain multitudes. I contain multiple dudes. Mentally, I'll be fine. Life in a bag, living my life in a bag. Thank you for putting me in this bag. American chaos, carnage, and death. Nature really is returning, and we really are the virus. We got a raise and a promotion at our job. We used to brush our teeth, but we got hotter since we stopped. Our artsy friends have settled down. We put our feelings in a sock. Looks like we got it on lock. We got a raise and a promotion at our jobs. We're getting shamed online, so you don't need to call the cops. Our hippest friends are getting square. They cross their arms, they check their watch. Seems like we got it on lock.
Donald Trump created a reality where truth was subjective and the meaning of words doesn't matter. And now that that's happened, all sorts of crazy things can occur, like young liberal people rooting for a radical Islamic Nazi death cult. That's right, Free Palestine. You're the new Trump supporters. If you watch one TikTok from some self-righteous purple-haired girl who thinks that Israel is evil and shouldn't exist, and you believe her, then you're just as bad as some crazy boomer uncle who believes a chain email that Obama is a Muslim robot. When you misuse words like apartheid, colonialism, Zionism, because you don't know what they mean, when you call a war a genocide, there is no way to have an honest conversation about how to solve a problem because you're not being intellectually honest about reality, like a Trump supporter. But it feels like a genocide, and my feelings are true, so that means it's true. It's a word. It has a definition. And when you misuse words and you mischaracterize reality and you lie like a Trump supporter, you're putting Jewish people's lives at risk. Thankfully, when this war is over, most of you will never even think about this issue again because you don't actually care about it. It's a virtue signaling hashtag to you. And even though I can't be certain about that, it certainly feels true.
Let's get caught up one last time. After the vaccines, we heard Cheekface, staying a little bit punk, a little bit rock and roll. From Los Angeles, Cheekface is back with a new album. It's called It's Sorted. We heard the songs Popular 2 and Life in a Bag. And I didn't play them at all last year. I was sort of surprised. I usually play them all the time, but they did have some releases last year. I guess I just never played any of them, so making up for it now. It's Sorted, the new release. Check it out. It's pretty good. I don't think it's as good as their first record. I think it's maybe as good as their second. Anyway, Cheekface. Big fan. This new record, something to listen to if you like Cheekface, which I do. So, Popular 2 and Life in a Bag. That's what we heard. Then Stevie Zeta from Canada did a song called 3. It's from his The Beat tape. So it's, it's like beats, like simple songs. And that song is only like a minute long or whatever. And it's basically just a remixing of the Price is Right theme song, but it's so good. Like, I love it so much. Partly I like the Price is Right theme song, but I love what he did with it. I sent it to my sister who loved the Price is Right growing up, and her reply was like, It's very frustrating because I want it to keep going. I want it to be the whole theme song, but it's just this sort of looping version. And it drives me crazy. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But I think it's awesome. So I hope you liked Steve Zeedy's version of the Price is Right theme song back there. Then sticking with things that I associate with TV, we heard Dario Soler from the UK doing a cover of Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman, but arranged for the guitar. This is from his Acoustic Guitar to Fall Asleep To album, which is really good, actually. It's really great, like, lullaby-type music, just, like, these gentle versions of songs on guitars that you like. But I wanted to put that one on because I recently, well, I don't know how recently, sometime during the break, I rewatched both The Office in its entirety, the original UK Office with Ricky Gervais, and then Extras in its entirety. And, of course, Extras used Tea for the Tillerman as the song, and I just love it so much. It's so super good. It was kind of stuck in my head for like perpetually when I was watching Extras. And then similarly, during The Office, he used the Handbags and Glad Rags song. So that song, the version that's actually used in The Office, I don't think it's released anywhere. I couldn't find it. I guess I would have looked a long time ago when it was new, too, and I couldn't find it then either and still can't find it. There's a lot of other versions of it, but I don't like most of them as well as the one from the actual show, which they had a few different edits of. But anyway, I did find this amazingly great version of it from this album by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So this album, it's called Classic Rock 75 Orchestral Rock Anthems. Truth in Advertising, it's 75 songs. So it's a very long album, and it's all of these orchestral covers of like classic rock orchestral anthems. So it's fantastic. It's such a good release. And on Amazon, I think it was like $8, $7. So it was very cheap. So strongly recommend this. If you like listening to orchestras cover rock music, which I do, you can't go wrong with this Classic Rock 75 Orchestral Rock Anthems release. And we're going to hear the song that brought me to it right now. Handbags and Glad Rags. I associate with The Office. I guess it's also a Rod Stewart song and others. But for me, it's the theme song to The Office. So without further ado, finishing up this year's episode with an orchestral version, very enormously satisfying orchestral version, Handbags and Glad Rags. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was One by Stevie Zeta. I also talked over Mother Child Reunion and Miss Robinson, both Paul Simon songs, as covered by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also follow me on social media, like, well, specifically Facebook, I guess. And I have an Instagram account I don't talk about on the show because it's not about the show. But anyway, let me look into it. I don't do Twitter anymore because Twitter's a pile of crap. Always has been. I hate it. But what else? There's Spotify playlist. That's right. I've got a new Spotify playlist for season 21 in Spotify. Look for that on the website where I have links to everything I talk about, soundsofmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always do love to hear from you. And good to be back. This is the earliest. It's like early February. This is the earliest I've been back in years. So congratulations to me, I guess, for getting my shit together sooner than usual. All right. See you next time.